This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got tons of things going on in the last hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. We are going to open up the call-in lines. If you want to call in, the area code is 215-867-8255. That's Top Talk. That's area code 215-867-8255. 867-8255, Top Talk. We'll talk about just about anything that comes to your mind. If you're from California or outside of California, you might want to talk about the governor who was a dictator. It's not a dictator any longer. He's yielded. Yeah, he's yielded, which is a significant thing. And those of you that are listening to Agenda 21 Radio and you're about to go out and read grievance number 8, that's the topic. The courts have ruled against the governor, Governor Gavin Newsom. They've ruled against him, believe it or not. Shocking. But a Superior Court judge in Sutter County, where we read our grievances at that courthouse, shocking. Don't you just love it? Anyway, Assemblyman James Gallagher and Kevin Kiley brought a lawsuit against the governor because of the voters' mailing system that they've got, right? So it's... Remember, you started out with the motor voter law? In other words, you started getting all these illegals to vote. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, they had to get a driver's license. The incentive for them to register by going to the DMV to get their driver's license was, hey, you got to become a Democrat. Fill out this voter registration, right? Mandatory for everybody. So that, of course, seized the day for all the illegal foreign nationals to vote wherever the Democrats wanted them to vote. But this has now been stopped because these two assembly members, and I'm really glad to say that I know James pretty well, not as good as other people, but I know him fairly well, and I know that he's a very solid guy, a very solid conservative, and that's the nice thing. And I guess this Kylie guy does. Now, we got people in New California who know him very, very well. And they all say the same thing. They said, wow, what a perfect match. A match made in heaven for these two individuals who basically said, no, nine, yet, nada, to Governor Gavin Newsom. And we basically channel all that in our grievance today because it's a monumental thing that happened, but it's really it's good for California and New California, but the problem is it's too little too late. That's basically the way that I categorize it when I wrote the grievance. And this is from Katie Grimes. This is, we posted this from Cal Globe from Katie Grimes. The title is Dismissive Media Crows Following Judge's Order Suspending Gavin Newsom's Mail-In Election Decree. It says here, hooray for the separation of powers. Instead, on Friday, Sutter County Superior Court Judge Perry Parker granted a temporary block on Gavin Newsom's executive order that requires all registered California voters to receive a mail-in ballot for the upcoming November election, California Globe reported. Of course, that's Katie Grimes' little group out there. Fantastic job that they did. I'm getting more of your texts. This is great. I'm going to interject this. It says, the 500-pound gorilla in the new California and new Nevada movement that I am wrestling with. Oh, that's something else. Anyway, so this has been not really reported very well. So, but it's been reported badly, as we're going to talk about here in a second, about the Sacramento Bee. Of course, the Sacramento Bee is in love with the status quo, even though they're bankrupt themselves. McClatchy. Assemblyman James Gallagher from Yuba City, California, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley from Granite Bay were granted a temporary restraining order against Governor Gavin Newsom, I'm throwing that one in, suspending the governor's executive order N-6720. And there's a link. We have a link provided by Cal Globe also on the article. So if you want to sit there and read the decision, you can do that. I have not read the entire decision. I glanced at it, said, yep, there's the decision. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Regarding the conduct of elections and further restrains him from exercising any further legislative powers in violation of the California Constitution and applicable statutes, specifically from unilaterally amending, altering, or changing existing statutory law or making new statutory law. Now, that's what Kevin Kiley said in his Facebook report. Among other things, the governor's unlawful executive order deprived Californians with disabilities of their statutory right to participate in election planning through a publicly noticed meeting. A legislative process will let us hear from the disability community. I want to say this again. The dictator, Gavin Newsom, he's a dictator. He's kind of like DeBald at this point, which is wonderful. James Gallagher is a hero. So is Kevin Kiley. Because we've had a runaway dictatorship for a long time, but then they just, you know, somebody let the reins loose. That's a horse term. I used to ride horses all the time. Somebody let the reins loose, and all of a sudden the gallop was on, and California as a state was just rocking and rolling. And who's riding there? The master. The master. Yeah, Gavin Newsom. He let the reins down, so they started to run. He started to run as a dictator. And it was Kylie and it was Gallagher, who first pointed this out, that because they changed the law in 2015 to allow the governor to continue to be a dictator if he signed an emergency executive order until it was done, or the legislature could convene and say enough is enough. But the problem is the legislature is in the hands of the Democrats, I guess you could say, the monoparty system. See, there is no party system in California. It's defunct. There's no Republicans or Democrats. So Newsom has complete control of all of the minions that are Democrats and most of his Republican buddies. So he can do whatever he wants, and that's exactly what he was doing. And in this case, this is a stickler. The judge said, no. And this is why I say, don't discount New California and the veracity of the citizen. We say all the time in our grievances, United States citizens living in California. Now, somebody asked me, why do you say citizens and United States citizens? I said, well, because it's very pertinent. when you say that you're a United States citizen, guess what? That connotes certain rights that you've got, certain inalienable rights that you've got. Now, one of the things that stumbled and cost this whole dictatorship of Gavin Newsom is this. I want to read it again. Now, listen. Among other things, the governor's unlawful executive order deprived Californians with disabilities of their statutory right to participate in election planning through publicly noticed meetings. Now, you know, most agencies will have a 5-day posting of what their agenda is going to be. They might, before 24 hours before the meeting, which, by the way, is pretty much statutory law in California, if you want to make amendments to it or if you want to post an emergency meeting, you post it up 24 hours. That you just don't do it at the last minute. It's got to be done so the public has a chance to be there. Now, so what this is everybody's got a right to participate in election planning. Now, California sought that out a little bit earlier, and this is in 2008 and 2010. And they said, oh, we're going to create a whole new group of people that is going to allow us to, well, redistrict all the assembly members and Senate districts in California. But then in 2010, they said, oh, we're going to redistrict with our commission. We're going to redistrict the federal positions, the congressional districts, which they did. And, of course, it was all done by the Democrats, of course. And guess what? We got totally gerrymandered districts all leading towards the Democrats totally, totally running California by 2020. And guess what? They have been, except for this legislative interruption. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Okay, just like in the first hour, we're going to beat up on the mainstream media. And this happens to deal with the article that was written by Katie Grimes and it concerns that we fashioned our grievance today. Grievance number 8. And so I probably won't get to it today, maybe tomorrow. And you'll kind of get a juxtaposition, understanding how we positioned ourselves with this particular court case. It says dismissive media crows following judge's order suspending Gavin Newsom's mail-in election decree. Okay, so you have an election decree, and that's where he talked about voting. And he was going to, on his own, he was going to mail out the absentee ballots to everybody. Everybody would get one. And then everybody, that way everybody can vote, right? But what happens between the time it leaves the post office to get to you? It's not in your custody. What happens when it gets to you and then you drop it in the mailbox? It's not in your custody. Those are only two big issues, right? Because anybody could intercept those ballots and mark in the ballots to begin with. And if they were really crafty, they could have those ballots sent to certain locations around the state. And all those ballots would be pre-marked with the everything that they needed to make, you know, of course, California stay blue, right? That's the problem. But there's another bigger problem. And this is exactly what the judge pointed out, which I think is the real content of this article, is that the judge said, no more Gavin Newsom. You cannot do any more executive orders without the approval of the legislature. Uh-huh. And, of course, he pointed out to one simple thing, that basically citizens are not allowed in the decision-making process if you have a dictator. And it says here, among other things, the governor's unlawful executive order deprived Californians with disabilities of their statutory right to participate in election planning through a publicly noticed meeting. And that's why I came up, you have at least 24 hours in advance before a hearing. Most of the time it's 5 days before a hearing or before a board meeting or something like that. It says a legislative process will let us hear from the disability community. So he's making the same case that, of course, Newsom was making. Oh, we've got to mail all these out because all these people with disabilities won't be able to vote. That was his excuse. The judge said, oh, no. You didn't give them an opportunity to participate in the planning of this. The governor has continued to issue orders without public input and without the deliberative process provided by the legislature. And today the judge, the judicial branch, finally gave him the check that was needed and that the Constitution requires. That's from Kylie. So, now remember, I don't know if I was saying it on the radio show enough, but I talked about that California had been operating under just a very typical scenario of the federal government. Three co-equal branches of government. You have a legislature, you have an executive, and then you have a judiciary. And I said with this dictatorship of Newsom's, we only have now two branches of government, an executive and a judiciary. Says, despite numerous reports, I set this up because I want you to hear what happened and what Katie wrote. Despite numerous reports replete with data from Election Integrity Project, California is showing 458,000 likely dead or relocated persons will be mailed ballots. 24,000 will be mailed to two or more ballots. In other words, you're at two or more ballots are going to get out, mailed out there to you. As the Globe recently reported, The B article claimed the nonpartisan Brennan Center has studied the notion of dirty tricks in voting and found the problem to be minuscule. Half a million votes minuscule. You know you're just scratching the surface when you see these things about it. You know, the reports coming in. And of course, they had the Brennan Center, not related to John Brennan, the Brennan Center who comes in and basically tries to change the narrative. Then Katie goes on and says, it's not minuscule. Overhyped allegations of voter fraud are regularly made, but follow-up investigation almost always reveals that these claims were based on fundamental errors, the Brennan Center said. The Brennan Center also is not nonpartisan, as the B claims, and the report reveals, dredging up the Russia collusion fake conspiracy theory as evidence of fraud against voters. While fraud by voters almost never occurs, fraud against voters does, albeit rarely, the Brennan Center says. This type of fraud is committed by bigger players. The bigger weapons... Listen, they're trying to blame Trump for this. You get it? This is amazing. This type of fraud is... This is the Brennan Center saying, it's the leftist group. And the Sacramento Bee is, of course, trying to use them as substantive evidence. I'm seeing this now. So basically, you got to lie. You got to have somebody back up your lie, right? And then another person back it up. And then another person. And of course, pretty soon the people believe it, right? Says this type of fraud is committed by bigger players and the bigger weapons than an improperly filled in ballot. Think Putin's hackers or election workers stuffing ballot boxes. Importantly, the policies needed to address this kind of fraud are dramatically different than the policies proposed to address the specter of voter impersonation fraud. It was special counsel Robert Mueller who found no Trump conspiracy theory and that the only Russian collusion was the Steele dossier with a source tied to the Kremlin who was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Okay, so she put that in there because it's what I said. They're trying to scapegoat election fraud at the local level that it was Trump people who did it. And, of course, that's not the case at all. They go through a bullet thing here. The court ruling against Gavin Newsom's order was a reprimand of the governor for overstepping the boundaries of his executive position. It was a win for balance power, a balance of power of the system works on. So in other words, there's those three branches of government I think have been brought back now. To summarize, the governor cannot institute election procedures through executive action, but the legislature can. AB 860 mandates exactly what Newsom's executive order laid out, and the court ruling will not affect the legality of AB 860. Assemblyman Gallagher noted, buried in the 10th paragraph of this partisan attack published by the Sacramento Bee, you'll find the sentence, the suit did not address vote by mail. But heck, don't let the truth get in the way of the good piece. It says, the reality is that governors... executive order actually reduces voter access in November because it closes down normal polling locations, yet the media and those playing political games are quick to somehow call this GOP voter suppression. It's amazing, isn't it? You just can never be caught off guard with the people on the left, when in reality, the executive order we challenged didn't address the mailing of ballots, just the availability of in-person options. That's the brilliance of their argument. They didn't say anything about mail-in ballots. It's just you're cutting down the numbers of voting places where people can't actually go in person to vote. And by the way, nobody had a say in that. The public, which is by law, is supposed to have a say in that. And of course, if you know anything about Gavin Newsom and his ilk, basically out of Sacramento, this is a way we don't need the public. Well, we're better than that. Public doesn't need this to be bothering him. It says Governor Newsom boasts that California is the first state to make this change, perhaps because other states are still functioning democracy. It says where new laws need to pass the legislature. So that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming back, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And we'll be right back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back. If you'd like to call in, you can do so. 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. And when we answer, give us your topic, please, and your first name and where you're from. Those are just a few of the rules. Just a few of the rules. kind of similar to what we do on the Sunday night and the Wednesday night calls that we make. Okay, Tucker Carlson really kind of went off last night. And I happened to be in the studio hearing him. And it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing goes with Tucker. I wonder how long Fox is going to keep him around because he's telling the truth. I mean, seriously, you know, he tells the truth and guess what? People don't like it, huh? That's the way it works. That's the way it works. And anyway, Tucker... came out. Where's our state here? We got to do our little thing here. Tucker came out last night with a blistering editorial. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm only going to play parts of it because, you know, after all, we got to do our thing here, right? We absolutely have to do our thing here. But Tucker came out and just blasted everybody. I mean, absolutely blasted everybody for just accepting what was going on with the status quo. And we got our first caller. Caller, go ahead. What's your name? Hello?
Hello, is it me?
It's you. Who is this? You're on the air. You're on the air. You had a question. Well, I guess you don't have a question. Do you have a question? Okay, we're not going to play that game. Anyway, and it's all about Seattle, of course, and all about the riots and so on. Now we get this headlines, by the way, and I guess it's about 11:36 on the East Coast. It says, Seattle City Council bans police use of chokeholds, tear gas, and pepper spray amid occupation protests. Right, right, okay. What does that tell you? Lawrence Jones. Trump to sign executive order on policing to build trust in law enforcement. And Steve Scalise, how meaningful reform can make some Trump's policies work? Lawrence Jones, again. Detroit's recent move to defund police had serious consequences, reporters finds. Children are dying. Isn't that amazing? Says, children are dying. You know, when you take the police away, you shouldn't be surprised that this is what happens. Seriously. It should not be a surprise to you that you see this. And, of course, their point there was, is all Black Lives Matter, right? Nobody else's lives matter. That's what they're saying. So, defunding, reining in. I don't know how police in these kind of Democratic-held enclaves stay in business. Now, here's the other problem. We've reported to you last week that the truckers, our truckers, guys who drive truck all the time, you know, they're the most dangerous job, one of the most dangerous jobs in America is driving a truck. And guess what? They're not going to be going to cities that have been defunding the police. No, they're refusing those jobs. They're refusing those jobs. Those jobs are the jobs that they bring. Let's think about this. You're in a city. And all of a sudden, the trucks stop rolling up to all the markets. They stop rolling up everywhere. And guess what? After about 96 hours, that's all it's going to take to collapse the city. So it's kind of like a mini Seattle, in a sense. CHOP or CHAZ, whatever you want to call it. They have limited resources in that 6-square-mile area. Or the block area. They have limited access to material and food and sanitation and power and so on. Now, they haven't worked out a deal with the city yet, right? It's all been touch and go and touchy-feely and all that other good stuff. So here's the deal. Here is the deal. Is that they are learning the lessons of life. The basics and fundamentals have to be there. And who brings it to you? Truckers. How are you going to get it if the truckers don't bring it to you? See, this is their leverage on it. Why, if you were a trucker, would you want to go into a no-go zone or someplace that doesn't support their police where they defund the police and the police can't protect them? You know, listen, I got to tell you, the Reginald Denny photographs, I'm sure, is emblazoned into every trucker's mind right now. Absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you about the Reginald Denny thing again. Remember, you might not remember, it's a classic thing. You can look up Reginald Denny, but it's a classic thing in that what they've done is what they did in 1992 to Reginald Denny. He was a truck driver. He was a concrete mix truck driver, red cab. And what happened was is that the riots started. Well, this is how it started. Tom Bradley, the mayor of Los Angeles, once the verdict was read about the officers who beat or Mr. King, Rodney King, when that beatdown came down, Mayor Bradley got on the TV and said, the people must vent. And within minutes, the people in South Central were pulling Reginald Denny out of the truck, and they hit him with a brick. And the guy to this day has an indentation, I think it's on his left temple, of the end butt of the brick. It's just like you could fit the brick in there. It's that big. In truck drivers, I know I've talked to enough truckers and know this, that guess what? That could be them. And, you know, everybody was saying that the night of one of the riots going on in Minnesota down there, that this red truck come barreling through on the highway. And, of course, all the protesters are out on the highway. They were pulling him out of the truck, and they successfully did it, but people came out there to stop them from pulling this guy apart. That was just the other day. So you think that that did not play big in the trucker's world? Everybody has a CB, and boy, you talk about a fast network to get the information. You can get a trucker in New York talking to a trucker in California in less than 30 seconds, and they can be comparing notes. How's it over there in New York? How's it over on I-5? What about this? What about that? The chatter goes on constantly on CB and ham radios. So they get this. So the truckers have said, look, we are not going to do this anymore. We're not going to your town, Mr. de Blasio, or your town, Seattle. Isn't it amazing all these little towns that are in trouble are all democratically run? Isn't it amazing? This is what they're doing. It says the city will now send unarmed social workers to respond to some 911 calls. Right. I mean, it's really funny, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. So we got this now. Senator Scott weighs in and says, if you want anarchy, more crime, defund the police. That's right. And let me add to his little statement here. If you want anarchy, more crime, starvation, and lack of toilet paper, that's always a big one, defund the police. That's what they're talking about. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? New York City murder rate spikes. Here's what it means for the city. I'm reading some headlines here. Murder rate spikes. That's what we know. Isn't that amazing? Portland police declare, I forgot this one. Portland police declare civil disturbance, 10 arrested after night of looting protesters injuring police officer. Shocking. Shocking. Anyway, got a break coming up. At the end of the break, there's some more Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. State of the future. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're trying to get this thing to play here, and we're not having a lot of success. But California's law for sanctuary state, right, was dealt a Supreme Court blow yesterday because they ruled against they ruled for the state. Yeah, the sanctuary law, according to them, is legal, I guess. We're going to find out right now. Judge Napolitano.
Court, because they handed out major rulings yesterday, starting with what happened with the sanctuary laws in California.
Sanctuary laws in California, which are a state statute directing state and officials not to cooperate with federal officials when they're seeking assistance for immigration, was upheld by a federal district court, upheld by the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal, and the Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal. So that's not a ruling on the merits. It's just, we're too busy, we don't have time, we're not going to hear it, let's see how it works out, maybe it'll come back again in the future.
That's interesting. Maybe it'll come back in the future.
Aspect. The practical aspect is that California now lawfully is a sanction.
Yeah, practice.
And there's nothing the feds can do about it. That's going to require more federal resources in California because they can't rely on the assistance of their state partners as they do in most.
Get it? Yep.
Wow, that's a blow to the administration, no question.
I'm sorry for this.
People worried about illegal immigration.
Yep, that's a blow. That is a blow. So just wanted to let you know how big the blow is, right? It's not a decision on the merits, which I find interesting. In other words, the decision is just, let's let it go here for a while. They could come back and bring it back. I think they're going to have to make a better case, quite frankly. Obviously, that's what they're saying. But I think a major blow. I don't think it's legal. But, you know, who am I? I'm not the Supreme Court, right? Although I should be, huh? If you think I should be on the Supreme Court, let's say a shout out right now. Okay, I'm going to try and resuscitate our little caller here. And we have a caller on the phone from California. Is that right? Hello? You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Now you're on. Now you're on. Okay, so we're having a little bit of a problem there, I think, with our system, our nice big system that we have. Sanctuary state is out, and I think that's going to be a problem. There's also a bigger problem right now. Conservatives urge Trump to rein in virus spending as U.S. deficit swells. So this is now a problem for everybody. What's a trillion here, a trillion there? And now Nancy Pelosi wants another $3 trillion, right? And of course, we didn't even need the trillions to begin with. And that is one of the biggest blows, I guess you can say, to the Trump administration. They didn't need it. They just did not need it, and they got it. And now we want more, is what we're starting to hear. That's not going to happen, of course. Absolutely not going to happen. It says here that the conservative leaders argued that further spending could derail the U.S. economy's economic recovery from the virus's outbreak and subsequent shutdown. Runaway government spending is the new virus affecting our economy, they wrote. All right. Calling for Republicans to repeal the 7.5% payroll tax that's paid by both workers and their employers. Trump has repeatedly said he would like to cut payroll taxes, though critics have suggested it would not help the individuals who need the most assistance. The best way to supercharge a jobs recovery would be to repeal the payroll tax so that every working American would receive a 7.5% paycheck raise immediately. The deficit, listen to this, for fiscal 2020 is expected to be $3.7 trillion, a record. And the current record for one year fiscal deficit is $1.4 trillion set in 2009. And Congress has already approved three massive stimulus packages totaling $3 trillion. There's the $3 trillion, of course. We don't want to go any higher, they're saying. But the conservative authors also contended that additional spending, including an irresponsible Pelosi bill, could put the U.S. on an unsustainable track to hit a $10 trillion federal budget. That's more than the U.S. spent during the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and World War I and II combined, they said. On top of state and local expenditures, the U.S. government for the first time in history would represent more than half of all national income. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. That's the way it works, though. In other words, they wrote, our government sector would be larger in size than all of the output of every business and every private sector worker in America, like California. This is a road to financial ruin. And the letter signatories included American Legislative Exchange Council CEO Lisa Nelson, FreedomWorks President Adam Brandon, Conservative Partnership Institute founder Jim DeMint, and so on. I say don't go any higher. Of course, I've been saying that. This is just the evidence that we need to know that you don't want to go any higher. You want to definitely not give Adam Schiff. What am I thinking, Adam Schiff? Yeah, well, Adam Schiff and his fellow Californians, right? Of course, that's his congressional district down there. Adam Schiff. Boy, why did that pop up? Because his name was right in front of me. That's why. But Gavin Newsom would not, he's not going to like what's going to happen July 1st. That's the problem. Now, what we're saying here, based upon more information we got this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, that California will not be able to make payroll. That's pretty definitive. So if the timing of this information comes one day following when the Assembly and the Senate were supposed to submit their information about the budget to the governor. That was yesterday's cutoff. Now they have to come up with a balanced budget by the 30th, and they have to have cash in the bank on the 1st. They won't have either. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of fun today. We went over to the Drudge Report, and we had a lot of stimulus going on with the Drudge Report. Because, you know, we haven't been there for a long time. It's months. You know, I got rid of the Drudge thing on my tabs months ago because they're going so left. I'm going to check it out and see if they made the change, because we started broadcasting the information about Agenda 21. Have they made the change in 2 hours? Kind of silly. But this is one of the headlines, though. New outbreak at China market. Beijing expands lockdowns. Residents are rounded up. Wartime mode. Really? That's what they're doing. Wartime mode. Yep. Says businesses. That's here we go again. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to believe anything that we're hearing from the Chinese. We shouldn't. I mean, they're creating their own problems, right? May retail sales surged 17.7% in biggest monthly jump ever. Shocking! Shocking that, you know. And again, the stock market's going crazy again, and Donald Trump's going to be speaking to as many as a million people coming up. Are things starting to look a little different? Well, if you're in China right now, or if you're on the Indian border, it says Chinese soldiers kill Indian troops along disputed border. Well, China's got a two-front war going on, right? That cannot be a good sign for China. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, 821r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.